I had been praying weeks before we were going to be coming here, and after praying for a number of days, I just kind of let it rest, and then it came to me that we needed to hear what it is to fear the Lord. It's really huge in God's eyes, how He instructed the children of Israel many times. He repeated Himself, and you will hear that again today. So bear with me, but this evidently is really important to Him for us to choose and to know what it is to fear God. So I pray that upon conclusion of this session that you will have a fuller picture of what the fear of the Lord is and know what it is and can look like in your own life if you should choose. So why don't we open up in prayer? Abba, Father, we thank You again for this time. I pray that Your word would go out, Father. All else that does not align with Your word would fall flat to the ground. Father, that Your Spirit would inspire and capture hearts today with the importance of knowing what it is to fear You and have a better picture of what that means and how we can implement that into our lives, including myself, Father. Teach us, Lord, today, I pray, for Your glory, that we may grow closer to You. Thank You. Amen. Just for clarity's sake, little side note, doesn't mean a hill of beans or squat, but I just wanted to let you know that I am here to serve this body of believers to the best of my abilities, in spite of my character flaws, shortcomings, and failures. I am seeking God's will for my life and not positions issued by men or selfish ambitions. I do desire relationships with all of you to the highest appropriate level possible, in Him, of course, and I'm hopeful of achieving His character through these hard times, as He enables me to, and as I'm able to humbly submit to Him. I also apologize to my valuable condition as a human being on this earth. I haven't even come close to arriving yet. And I would like to thank God for the Christ-like example that I've had in my loving wife. May I continue to learn from her by my Elohim, to take me to that next level of godly character that I so desperately need to succeed in Him. And thank you, my dear wife, for loving me, honoring me, when I have truly deserved much less. Today, we will be reading many verses, a lot of them short, a lot of them out of Deuteronomy. Devarim Elohim, as we've learned from Richard. So I'd like to start by reading chapter 4. I will then be kind of commenting afterwards on the verses we've just read and what it spoke to me. So again, it's Deuteronomy chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 1 through 10, and then I will be commenting. So if you want to follow along, please do. This is a summary of the covenant, and this is speaking to the children of Israel, and they're being charged at this point in time what they are to do when they cross over the Jordan and receive the promised land that has been promised to them. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I teach you to observe, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord which your God, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did at Baal Peor. For the Lord your God has destroyed from among you all the men who followed Baal of Peor. But you, who held fast to the Lord your God, are alive today, every one of you. Surely I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land which you go to possess. Therefore, be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him? And what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgments as are in all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to yourself, and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren, especially concerning the day you stood before the Lord your God in Horeb, when the Lord said to me, gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children what the fear of the Lord looks like. I'm going to cap on what we just read there. This is what it can and possibly should look like. You judge. You shall not add when you do fear the Lord. You shall not add to or take away from the commandments of the Lord, that you may keep them. Next, holding fast to the Lord, that he may keep you alive. When you fear him, this will happen. We have been taught the statutes and the judgments as they were commanded. We should act or live accordingly. Again, he commands us to be careful to observe them, even so in the sight of all peoples, so they can observe for themselves the wisdom and understanding possessed like no other people. That would be us as well. Understanding, of course, speaking to Israel first. When you fear him, he stays near to you and allows you to call upon him for any reason, and then show himself to us through any manifestation he chooses. No other nation, great or small, will have such statutes and righteous judgments set before them except those who truly fear him. A continuation of Deuteronomy 4, again, what the fear of the Lord looks like. You take heed to your actions and deeds. You're diligent in keeping yourself right, as to not forget what you've been taught, so they won't depart from your heart. Again, when you're fearing the Lord, you will also teach your children and grandchildren all you've learned and observe. It's commanded to do so. Children gain much more by what's caught them than taught them. In other words, children will copy what you do by what they see more than your empty words without follow-through. Perhaps this is meddling, but maybe like during services, you know, when we have worship and teaching going on, your children watch, people observe. Do you participate with diligence, or are you walking out whenever for whatever? Are you paying attention or talking with others? Are you different at home than at fellowship? Do you treat others differently for someone else's sake, or are you consistent with those around you? Your children are watching and are not dumb, and nor are they jaded by hypocrisy yet. Again, this is a reminder to us all to be the example according to the Torah. This is what fearing the Lord is about. Going into the sixth chapter, Deuteronomy. Again, for those of you who want to follow, I'm going to read 1 through 9. chapter 6, Deuteronomy 1 through 9. Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Again, what the fear of the Lord looks like after reading these verses. If you are fearing the Lord, you'll be listening to, observing, and teaching His commandments in your home, where you live, work and play, and even hopefully when you pray. Question, are you praying with your family daily? It's important. You know the American cliche, those who play together, stay together. It also works, those who pray together, stay together. Very important. I appreciate Kathy's family that she grew up with. That family knows how to play. They know how to be together. They know how to enjoy one another and not meddle in each other's lives. They may not agree with each other, but they love each other, and they know how to camp and go places and have holidays around each other. That's been a real testimony to me. I did not have that growing up, and it ministers to me more and more as the years go on. It grows deeper in my heart, the appreciation of what family and time together is. It's what God created it to be, I really believe. I see that as a godly thing, for you to be able to be with your loved ones, your family members, and enjoy them in spite of our differences or idiosyncrasies or silly things that may irritate or aggravate or whatever, you still choose to love. I believe that's a part of also fearing the Lord, having the fear of the Lord in us, preferring one another. When you fear Him, you will keep all His statutes and His commandments. Again, this is repeating, learning and sharing them with yourself, your children and grandchildren, all the days of your life, that your days may be prolonged. Those are things that He has commanded us, and also granting us a blessing of prolonged life when we do that, so that our children and even grandchildren will also benefit by this. Again, you will hear and be careful to observe, that it may be well with you, and in doing so, He will multiply you and bless you when you fear the Lord. Let me read just once again 4 through 9. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. We learn by repetition. When I was in the Navy, we did what was called mastery. You learn by repetition. And until you achieve that level of mastery in whatever you were learning, you could not go to the next one, but it was by repetition that we learned. So when we hear God's word over and over again, hopefully we will master it, remember it, live it. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house. Do you do that? When you walk by the way, do you do that? When you lie down and when you rise up, do you do that? You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. I can see I don't have all those things down in my life. I don't do every one of those things. But these are things that he's saying to do. This is part of fearing him. This requires much of us individually. I dare to say this is and can be hard work, even difficult, because we have an enemy who seeks to destroy us, distract us in any form he can, even through our family members and close friends. This is where diligence is commanded. Diligence is hard work. Can you agree with that? It is for me. Deuteronomy 8. We'll just read 5 and 6. You still with me? Nobody's fallen off yet? Okay, that's good. Again, Deuteronomy 8, verses 5 and 6. You should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord God, your God, chastens you. Therefore you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. There it is again, what the fear of the Lord looks like. You will be chastened, corrected, and suffer loss. It's another way of putting it. But do know this, you are his own when he does that to you. It's because he loves you, just like a father corrects his son. It is grievous to be corrected, to find out that you've been on a wrong path for however long, and he's not going to let you continue on that path anymore. There will be more consequences which do worsen as you resist him and kick against him. It is better to yield quickly and humble yourself before him, and he will be the one to lift you up when the work is completed in you. I had a dream just a couple of weeks ago. It was about me and my little dog. It was a short dream, but it was a dream I caught in the wee hours of the morning just before having to get up. The dream went something like this. I was over my little dog and was wanting to train this little dog to obey my voice for its own good, for its protection, for a purpose. And she was not obeying me, and I would have to get her and squeeze her in this dream with my hand firmly on her back, just behind her neck, to get her attention and make her sit down or lay down. And again, trying to teach her, knowing that I had purpose for her in this dream, that it was for her protection and her good to know my voice and for her to obey my voice for her protection and for the purpose that is for her to do and be. So as we would progress in this dream, as she would not obey me, my grip in the dream became firmer and harder on her, to the point where it was starting to hurt her, but not immensely. But she was recognizing, I'm getting firmer with this. And as the dream progressed, my grip in correcting her became firmer, down to the point the last time in this dream I had my grip so firmly upon her that if I were to squeeze any more I would break her bones. That's how firm my hand was gripping her in this dream. And she finally at that point relented. She gave in, submitted to me in this dream. And upon taking my hand off of her, I saw that she was kind of haggard, worn, and even kind of gray looking from fighting me all this time. But it was like she finally got it. She submitted to me. She trusted me. She was not going to fight me anymore. And when I took my hand off her and looked at her in this state of being that she was in, My heart broke for her because I saw how she had fought against me, and she is finally, sorry, she finally yielded to me and understood that it was for her protection. She understood I wasn't enjoying being harsh with her, but she yielded. At that point in my dream, I had so much love and compassion and sympathy for her, for where she was at. And I woke up. I woke up disturbed by this dream because I was so hard on this little dog. I loved that little dog. Why was I so hard? And I was hard on myself for being so hard on her in this dream, and yet it was a dream. It wasn't reality. So I asked God, what's the purpose of this dream? Why? Why was I so hard on her? But then I saw that, you know, she finally yielded to me. And he said, in a word, basically, that's my love for you. He has to sometimes squeeze us and be hard on us to the point of breaking us. And he wants us to be broken before him. Until we're broken before him completely, where we don't have the fight anymore, we're not fighting him anymore. It's like, okay, God, I hear your voice. I'm listening. I'm not going to fight. I'm right here. I'm right next to you. I want to hear what you have to say to me. I want to do what you want to do. I'm not moving until you tell me to move. That's where he wants us. This is a part of fearing God. This is what he wants in us. And it's up to us how much we want to fight against him and continue in the battle. Because ultimately, again, when I saw the dog was, in a sense, broke and submitted, I had so much love and compassion for that little dog. I wanted to just scoop it up and hug it and hold it and take care of it because I saw she was now my dog. There was nothing that was going to take that away from that relationship that was established at that point. The fear of the Lord is not a negative. It's a way of life in Him. It's not easy. At times it's very difficult, but it's worth it. You can choose not to fear Him by how you live your life and deceive yourself, believing you're a Christian on your own terms. You can choose to be a minimalist and say in your heart or outwardly, I don't have to do that, and miss the blessing and freedom in your life by going the extra mile for His glory alone, not yours. You can think it's not important to God that I do this or that because He knows my heart. May I remind you, yes, He does know your heart and requires us all to do His commandments if you really love Him. Yeshua Himself said when He was here on earth, if you love me, what? Keep my commandments. One of them is to fear the Lord. Deuteronomy 31. This is just 12 and 13 here. Deuteronomy 31, 12 and 13. Again, he's speaking to the people there of Israel. Gather the people together, men and women and little ones, and the stranger who is within your gates, that they may hear and that they may learn to fear the Lord your God and carefully observe all the words of this law, and that their children who have not known it may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land which you cross the Jordan to possess. Again, gather, hear, learn to fear the Lord. Be careful to observe, so your children will follow in His ways also. Would anybody like to read? I've got a couple of single verses in Proverbs. We're going to be reading a number of those. I'll throw out some verses. If you want to read them, you may, once you get them. If you want to read them aloud and clearly, that would be great. That's just to kind of keep you guys awake and tuned in here. But I'd love to hear you participate as well. It's a lovely thing. First one is Proverbs 1:7. Somebody want to grab that and read it out loud for us? 1:7.
It's the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Okay. Did you hear that? It's the beginning of knowledge. Okay, Proverbs 1:28-31. Somebody want to read that? Read it loud.
Answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel and despise my reproof. Therefore they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled to the full with their own fancies.
Kind of scary. They didn't choose to fear him. Proverbs 2, verses 1 through 5. Somebody want to read that? Amen. That was 1 through 5. Proverbs 3, 1 through 8. 3, 1 through 8. Anyone?
Yeah. Bueller? My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones.
Amen. Okay. What the fear of the Lord looks like. It is the beginning of knowledge. Knowledge of God, of course. You won't suffer not being able to find him in your distress because you choose him and not the ways of a fool, despising knowledge and fear of him. You will love his counsel and his every rebuke, even though it may be hard. Crying out for discernment and understanding, seeking her as a hidden treasure, these things you will do when you fear the Lord. You will be given wisdom from him, knowledge and understanding, and you will be shielded, guarded, and preserved, and walk on his paths of justice and be noted as a saint. Peace of days will be added to you, and long life. When you fear the Lord, you will experience favor and high esteem from God and man. Your path will be directed when you acknowledge him in all your ways, which again is the fear of the Lord. You will learn humility and depart from evil. Your flesh will be healthy and your bones will be strong when you fear the Lord. Kathy and I were going through a book, and I can't remember the name of it. Maybe you can remind me. She's great about that kind of stuff. I'm horrible. But anyhow, it was going through the different diseases that people catch for sins in their lives. Osteoporosis, most of you know what that is. It's basically dryness of bones or perforation of the bones, and the older people especially get it. Young people can get it too. But anyhow, it has been discovered in the Word as coming from a broken spirit or heart, which is the outcome of sin and heartache. Sorry, I don't have the address of that, but I did read it for myself. That's it. Thank you. That is. Henry Wright. That's the one. I thought that was really interesting. Anyhow, again, and when you fear the Lord, your flesh will be healthy and your bones will be strong. It will keep you from getting disease when you fear him. All righty. I believe we're still in Yeah. I think I went back to, let me double check, I'm sorry. I think I went back to, let me check real quick. Sorry about that, I didn't write the book down. It says read 8, 12 through 21. Dave, you should have wrote what book it was. Silly guy. Yeah. Double checking, sorry about that. Must be Proverbs then. Yeah. It is in Proverbs still. Sorry about that. Okay, chapter 8. I'll go ahead and read it. Reading verses 12 through 21. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles. All the judges of the earth, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. Again, what the fear of the Lord looks like. You will have wisdom and dwell with prudence. You will find out what knowledge and discretion is when you fear the Lord. You will hate evil and get rid of pride, arrogance, all your evil ways, and hate a perverse mouth when you fear Him. You will know His love because you seek Him diligently and also find Him and love doing so. You will receive enduring riches, honor, and righteousness. When you walk in the path of justice, He will traverse in your midst in the way of righteousness. He will cause those who love Him to inherit wealth, not necessarily of this world, and fill your treasuries. Are you getting the picture of what the fear of the Lord looks like yet? Wow. Back to Proverbs chapter 9. Somebody want to read 9, 10, and 11 for me? Chapter 9, verses 10 and 11.
The beginning of wisdom is fear of Hashem, and the beginning of understanding is knowledge of the sacred. For through me your days will be increased, and they will increase years of life for you. 10 and 11?
Yes. Thank you. Proverbs 10, 27 and 29.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Chapter 10, verses 27 through 29. Yes, of chapter 10.
But the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteousness... Sorry, that freaks me out. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strengthened to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity.
Thank you. Proverbs 14, verses 26 and 27. Next one after that will be 15:33. Somebody have 14:26 and 27?
The fear of the Lord, one has strong confidence, and one's children will have a refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, so that one may avoid the snares of death.
Amen. Good. And Proverbs 15:33, please.
The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility.
Good. Little side note, Proverbs 13:24. He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly. You know, I used to throw that verse at my dad. He had a hot rod truck. And I liked to drive it because it was very cool and fast and all that good stuff. Yeah, I used to tell him, Dad, you hate me if you spare the rod. He promptly beat me. That's not true on the second part. Let's read a few more Proverbs, and then we'll continue on here. Proverbs 16, 6 and 7, I'll go ahead and read that for you. In mercy and truth, atonement is provided for iniquity, and by the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. In 19:23, the fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil. These are good things. Proverbs 22, verse 4. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Proverbs 23, verses 17 and 18. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day. For surely there is a hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off. Again, what does the fear of the Lord look like? Let's go back, review these. Another angle. It's the beginning of wisdom, knowledge of the Holy One, and understanding to fear the Lord. You will have, again, prolonged days, righteous hope and gladness, uprightness and strength. Again, when you fear the Lord, you will have strong confidence and a place of refuge. Your life will be fountain-like and will escape the snares of death. The fear of the Lord will instruct you in wisdom and grant you honor after you've learned humility first. You will be atoned for over your iniquity because of mercy and truth, and will cause you to depart from evil, again, when you fear the Lord. It will lead you to true life and living. You will be satisfied and not visited by evil. Again, there's riches and honor in life by humility when you fear the Lord. You will no longer envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day long. I remember as a child, I used to look at ungodly people prospering. Look at the pool and the cars, the big house and the business and the clothes they wear and the things they can do and the vacations they go on. And they're totally ungodly people. I don't understand this. This does not make sense to me. Why are they prospering and they're evil people? It tells us right here, we're not to envy them. They've gotten their rewards. That's it, baby. It's all going to burn up. Ours are for the hereafter, even though we may be blessed with some of those things while we're here. your hope won't be cut off for the hereafter. Okay, when you learn and choose to fear the Lord, these things will become evident in your life, not only to yourself, but those around you, believers and non-believers alike. Please bear with me. I have a few more scriptures out of Ecclesiastes. So again, if you want to follow along, we'll be in chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes. We'll be reading 12 and 14. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. Ecclesiastes 5, 6 and 7. Do not let your mouth cause your flesh to sin, nor say before the messenger of God that it was an error. Why should God be angry at your excuse and destroy the work of your hands? For in the multitude of dreams and many words there is also vanity, but fear God. Chapter 8, verse 12. Though a sinner does evil 100 times, and his days are prolonged, yet I surely know that it will be well with those who fear God and who fear before Him. And finally, Ecclesiastes, verse 12. Chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. Conclusion of what the fear of the Lord looks like. You will recognize that there is nothing better than to rejoice and do good in your life when you fear the Lord. Confidently know in your heart to enjoy the fruits of your labors, because God has given this to His children when you fear Him. You will be able to trust that what God does is forever. No one can add to it or take away from it. God does it, and that man should fear Him. That means all of us. You will learn not to allow your mouth to sin or justify any errors of the flesh when you fear Him. You will relent from pursuing your dreams of empty and vain things and pursue God instead. Even though sinners may prosper, you will know that it is well with you for fearing God instead. You will hear and understand the big picture. Man's all is to fear God and keep His commandment. Nothing else will stand when all is said and done. You will know and understand that God will bring every work into His judgment, every secret, good, or evil thing. Remember, parents, grandparents alike, values are caught more than taught. Be the example you would want them to model. It is your choice. Be lazy, minimalistic, and hope everything will turn out. Or be proactive. Choose the harder road and reap the positive benefits on the long haul. God will bring every work again into His judgment. May we all choose to learn, and it is our choice, what it is to fear the Lord in every aspect of living. Home, your home life, your workplace, where you fellowship, and especially your time in His Word and in prayer before Him. Amen. Let's fear the Lord. You're welcome to any comments or questions at this point. Otherwise, I am done. Peter?
where the scripture is, but I've been thinking about it this week. Better a live dog than a dead lion. You know, I mean, maybe a lion has all the power and all that, but, you know, we have our humble lives right now. We're alive, and we're better off than having done everything we can and being prideful and rebellious.
Okay. Anyone else? All right, then I will go ahead and close in prayer. Abba, I thank you for giving to me this task to bring across the importance of fearing you and what it is. Father, I trust that your word has gone out rightfully today, that it has spoken to each of us, including myself. I am not exempt. Teach me, Lord, to fear you better than I do. Teach us, Lord, to do the harder things, to be diligent, to teach our children by example, that they may fear you and keep on. Grant us, O Lord, the strength and courage to do this. And Lord, we know that blessings will come with it. We thank thee, Abba Father, for the fear of the Lord. Amen.